Hello again. I've decided to do a sort of part two for the previous episode. What did I call the previous episode? One second. Two types of Britain is what I called it. Oh, that's not Britain as in Britian. That's Britain as in Briton, which means a person who's from Britain. Actually, when people call us Brits, this is the shortened version of Britain. Well, it probably is, isn't it? Is it? Is it the shortened version of British? I'm not sure now. It could be either. But just whilst I'm talking about this, just a quick point for you. It's probably not a good idea to call a British person a Brit. To their face, or when you're talking to them or emailing them or whatever, because it sounds a bit rude, to be honest. And I think it's only really Americans that do it. They call us the Brits. And it sounds a bit unfriendly when you shorten British. The British, I think, is much better if you want to say it. British people is nice. But yeah, probably not a good idea to say it to someone's face. I did have someone say it to me recently, and I thought, ooh, that's a little bit rude. But it's okay. I mean, this person wasn't a native English speaker, so of course, we will forgive you. Anyway, back to the topic. So, I thought I'd do a sort of part two to that episode because when I was listening to it again, when I'd finished it, I thought, oh, there's so many things I didn't say, or so many things I didn't explain well, or maybe if you listen to that part and you don't understand, sort of like my feelings, my thoughts very well, then maybe it sounds like I hate Americans or something like that. I'm not sure. So, firstly, when I said that there's a modern type of English person, a modern type of Briton, and this person is influenced a lot by American culture, I didn't mean because they're influenced by American culture, they become this different person, and maybe it's not a very nice person. That's not what I meant at all. I just meant the sort of stereotypical modern English British person tends to like American culture and be affected by American behavior. Now, as to whether or not that's a good thing. That's entirely someone's choice, isn't it? Some people love American English and American stuff, Americana. Some people love British stuff, some people love Australian stuff, and so on and so on. That's just a matter of choice. For me, as you know, I'm rather biased towards British stuff, so I really like the sort of traditional Britain, you know, with the air where everyone has like speaks very nicely and has nice manners, and we have gentlemen walking in the streets and everyone's saying good day to you, and the sort of old-fashioned stereotypical image of Britain. I quite like that. So, in my opinion, I don't really like this Americanization that's going on. I don't really like English people, British people becoming more American because I think it's losing a part of our culture, a part of our identity. I mean, on one hand, it's fine because it's just America, isn't it? You know, it's just another English-speaking country. But on the other hand, it's sad. I think it's sad. I like differences. I think the fact that we have so many different countries, so many different cultures, so many different languages is just fascinating, really interesting. And one thing I notice happening, partly due to, I suppose it is partly due to American influence and the way that there's such a big American influence on the whole world, is that the whole world is becoming more American. So maybe the whole world is losing its identity a bit. You can't go anywhere without finding a McDonald's or KFC these days, can you? You can probably go to some small desert island and you turn the corner and there's like McDonald's waiting for you there or something like that. But yes, I just wanted to explain that I don't dislike America or anything like that. I visited New York and I loved it. I had a great time there. I would like to go back there again. I want to, there's actually quite a few places I want to go and visit in America at some point if I get the chance. And actually, it might interest you to know this, but when I was growing up, when I was much younger, probably because of all of this American influence from television and so on, I really wanted to live in America. I imagined someday that I'd like leave England and go and live in America, go and buy a house over there. And it's just an idea that really attracted me. It was really attractive to me back then. But as I've grown up, I sort of changed my opinion. I realized that America wasn't as amazing as America claims it is. So, how do I? That's a bit difficult, isn't it? So, like, the image of America is it's like a very amazing place, but when you look deeper, you find there's a lot of problems, a lot of problems. So, I am happy that I am living in England and I didn't go over to America, actually. Anyway, I didn't want this entire episode to be about America because it was not meant to be. One other thing I wanted to talk about was on the subject of types of British people, types of Britain, gentlemen, the idea of English gentlemen. What do you think of England? What do you think of England? What image comes into your mind? One thing I often hear when I'm speaking to foreign people is the idea of English gentlemen. Especially women. Women will remark about, remark. Remark's a bit, we don't need to use words like that. Women will say, things about English gentlemen, like, oh, it must be nice. England's full of all these gentlemen, and so on, and that kind of thing. And it's sort of difficult to listen to that without laughing, because it is not true. I'm sorry to say, but this is not true at all. It probably was true. I'm almost certain it was true at some point in time. Some point when people had more pride. People were proud to be British, I think. People wanted to have good manners, good morals. But if you go to any town centre in England, well, or Scotland, or Wales, or Northern Ireland, in the UK, you will have a hard time finding gentlemen, I think. I mean, I suppose they exist. They do exist. They're just, it to me, it feels like they're few and far between, which is a nice phrase. That means there's not many of them. Few and far between. And probably the reason is that it's just not fashionable. It's not fashionable to be a gentleman. It's not fashionable to be kind and generous and so on. That's not the image that we see in the media, is it? We see what's fashionable is like wealthy people with lots of money who've probably been selfish to get so much money and spending lots of money on themselves. That's fashionable. I don't think people generally tend to become rich or become famous by being nice. There's this phrase, nice guys finish last. And it just means if you're nice, you don't get anywhere in life. You're not going to be successful. So I do think that's gone out of fashion. I think it's more in fashion to be sort of like a bit selfish, very concerned with your own appearance, your own image, a bit naughty. There's the idea that women are generally attracted to bad men. So yeah, it's just gone out of fashion really, which I think is a shame. Again, it's another part of English culture, British culture, that's just fading away. It's becoming no more. I try to be a gentleman. I don't know if I'm very good at it, but I think the important thing is trying. The important thing is, trying to be a better person, a nicer person. Even if you make mistakes, just recognizing that you've made mistakes and hopefully being strong enough to change next time. That's what I feel is missing in England. That's what I feel is missing when I talk about this sort of modern Britain. These people are generally not so bothered about those around them. It's very much self. It's all about the self. But I think this is probably a global problem, to be honest. I think the same thing is happening all around the world. I think social media has a big part to blame, and many other things. But we won't go there because it's a big topic and it's quite complicated, to be honest. But just know that I am here in England fighting a battle for like traditional English things. I try as much as possible to push away American words, American phrases, and American like intonation. And sometimes I fail. Sometimes it's so difficult when everyone around you is sort of like speaking more American. That is, it's very hard. And also, I don't know, the traditional British things, I'd like to keep those alive. So I'm here fighting, trying to keep trying to keep the culture alive, trying to I don't know, pass it on as much as possible. But to be honest, it is a losing battle. I am losing. There is no winning this battle. English people are changing. England is changing. It's inevitable, which means you can't prevent it. Probably in 50 years, maybe 100 years, who knows, the accent is just going to be pretty much American. Even that, when I say pretty much American, the going up at the end, pretty much American, it should go down. You can't avoid it. It's impossible. Yeah. So, 50 years, 100 years from now, I think England's going to look a bit more different. It's when I watch someone young on a television and they're giving an interview or something like that, I'm just shocked, really shocked by how different young people are. now, how American young people are now. So yes, we're all changing. Your idea of England is not going to exist. Some parts of it won't exist in 50, 100 years, maybe. And that's a bit of a sad thing. What I hope will happen is that at some point in time, it will become fashionable again to just be yourself, to just sort of identify with your own country, your own culture, your own language, and just try and keep it alive. I don't know if that's going to happen though. I don't know if people are going to say, "Whoa, wait, we're losing all of this culture. We're changing too quickly." Let's think about what we're losing here. What's the good bits that we're leaving behind? I don't know. It might not happen. It probably won't happen. That's a sad thing. But we will see. We will see. There are still parts of England where you can go to like a small town or something, and it does feel traditional. It does have that sort of image you might see in films. What is sort of like a bit like Harry Potter-esque image, Harry Potter-ish image, you might think of. Probably not London, to be honest. That's changed a long time ago. Maybe parts of London. Parts of London are still traditional-ish, I think. But it's a very modern city, London. Very modern. Which again isn't a bad thing. It just depends what you want, what you like, what you're looking for. And anyway, I have talked about this for far too long now. I do apologize. I hope it's an interesting topic for you. And I know the language I've used has been a bit difficult at times. But when it's something that I'm talking about and I feel quite passionate about, I do tend to lose myself a little. I do tend to lose sort of control of what I'm saying. So I hope it was okay. With that said, I will see you next time. Bye bye.